You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Ron Meyer, he's a Washington Examiner columnist and editor of Red Alert Politics. And he's also supervisor in Loudoun County, Virginia. Ron, thank you and your many jobs for being here.
Thank you, Vince. Always good to talk to you and Mary. How's it going?
Glad. Excellent. So I mentioned Rand Paul because you've written about Rand Paul. This is all related to this Graham Cassidy bill, the healthcare bill that Republicans say would block grant federal funds to the states in lieu of the current system for Obamacare. Getting closer and closer to passage as they urgently try and whip votes. But Rand Paul, he's not going to support this thing. He's already said, no, all I want is repeal. You say that's the wrong approach. Why?
Well, I don't think that's the wrong approach, 9 months ago. But the thing is that the factors have changed, and really there's not a lot of attempts to still negotiate on this because we know that there are moderate Republicans who aren't going to back a full repeal. And so we basically have one more shot to try to get something passed before the September 30th reconciliation deadline. And for Pete's sake, I hope a libertarian isn't the reason why we keep Obamacare when we have a good option on the table. You know, Graham Cassidy isn't a perfect bill, but it's a heck of a lot better than Obamacare, no matter who you talk about as far as trying to help people. I mean, certainly for younger people, Graham Cassidy would allow to have catastrophic plans that are actually affordable. It blocked grants, all the money from Obamacare back to the states, so states can actually build individualized solutions. So you don't have, like, for instance, in Virginia here, we have counties that don't even offer anything in exchanges. And so Virginia would actually have the money to go out and try to build our own system that could try to make sure everybody has affordable access to healthcare here in Virginia. I mean, that makes a lot more sense to me than just leaving the system as is and letting people that continue to suffer. And frankly, I think it's a really sort of disgusting mentality that says, well, Obamacare is not working, so let the Democrats suffer for it. The Democrats, yes, they might suffer a little bit politically for it, but remember, people are suffering too at the same time, and the Republican Party has a chance to lead here. And the problem is with Rand Paul's approach on this is he's doing more philosophical work than actual leadership. If you can't get to the deal table and actually negotiate and get something done, you become irrelevant.
Yeah, I actually consider myself libertarian in a lot of ways, and I'm not, registered with any party. I like to consider myself a little bit of an independent. But I think that, and I agree with your piece here, where you say that his absolutism is making libertarians irrelevant. It's more of an ideologue than really a political position. If he continues to do this, I mean, does he kill the Libertarian Party?
Well, I mean, the problem is it's already sort of dead. I mean, there's so few libertarian leaders. You have him, you have Thomas Massey in the House, and you have Justin Amash in the House, and that's really it. And the reason why the libertarians aren't advancing people, whether it's in local government or nationally, is because of this, is that they aren't willing to move the football forward 5 yards at a time. They're always going for Hail Marys or nothing, and that approach just simply does not work. Personally, philosophically, I think I'm pretty darn close to Rand Paul. But that's where my philosophy is. When it actually comes to figuring out how we fix problems, you have to work with Democrats. You have to work with Republicans who you might not agree with, and you have to pull the rope your direction towards that libertarian conservative direction. But listen, you're not going to win 100% every time. If you can take an 80% or heck, even a 60% victory, sometimes you have to do that. And this Obamacare decision coming up here before the 30th is one of those. It's a choice. Either you keep Obamacare or you go with this bill that almost has the votes to pass if you actually get behind it.
Right.
If somebody like a Ted Cruz and a Mike Lee and Tim Scott, who are all super conservative libertarian types, can vote for this, why can't Rand Paul?
All right, let me ask you to put on your Loudoun County supervisor hat now, because I want to talk about I-66. This, you know, beginning in December, drivers, solo drivers, are going to be able to use I-66 inside the Beltway during rush hour. They just have to pay a toll now. There's an effort with all these express lanes popping up all over the place. And now the state of Virginia has to kind of figure out what to do with the money. This is Governor McAuliffe yesterday in Falls Church kind of announcing his intentions here.
Three new bus routes. We are going to increase service on two existing bus routes and new bike share stations near Metro.
What do you think should be done here?
So I actually sit on the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission that decides where all this money is spent. So I'm not a huge fan of having high tolls on 66. I do think that having single occupancy vehicles be able to go there is a good idea. And so I think tolling is probably better than the current system there where you can't use it at all. And so what we did on the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission is basically we had $10 million from the tolling and also from other state resources side what we should do with it. It had to go to transit, so it's transit only. They are expanding 66 all the way to exit 71, and so there will be road expansion too with this project. But it's, you know, a lot of these projects, if you look at the 10, I'm very grateful that Loudoun scored two of them. They are going to move people, and they are going to take cars off the road and give people more options. And so that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, listen, we're going to charge you a toll on 66, but it's going to go at least a little bit toward road widening, but it's also going to go towards bus and transit programs that are going to encourage people not to have to drive into the city every day. And so I take the bus to D.C. three times a week when I actually have to go in for my D.C. job. I think they're good options to offer people. I don't think you should force people in there, certainly. But I do think that this program seems to be heading largely in the right direction, but I am concerned that the tolls, frankly, are too high, and I probably would like to see them about half, to be honest with you.
So what about this bike share component? Does Northern Virginia really need more bike share?
Yeah, the whole not even bike share, too. I mean, you have to look at, if you go to this I-66 project outside the Beltway, they actually proposed to build bike lanes on I-66, like literally right next to the cars, which is absurd. Listen, I love biking. I have one of these electric bikes that people are using for commuting now. They're great. So I love bike lanes. I like biking. I like bike paths. But as far as it being like a primary mode of transportation for people to get into D.C. from Falls Church, I think we're dreaming a little bit. It's a little absurd.
Bike lanes on I-66. Love that.
What could possibly go wrong?
A bunch of bikopaths riding alongside I-66. Ron Meyer, thank you very much, as always, for giving us an update on everything that's going on in Northern Virginia and your views of the world outside of it. I really appreciate that, sir.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Barry. Talk to you soon.
All right, chat with you soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.